We have another special guest in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Bob Ray is in the studio.
Yay. I've never had applause like that before.
Bob, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I've been looking forward to coming over here. What I really want to know is, since the viewers can't see this guy, why does he wear a tie?
You know what, Governor Ray? That is one of my biggest memories of Dick, working with him, is he always looks dressed up. He's a professional in every way.
He always is dressed up, isn't he?
Yeah, he always has a tie on.
Well, it serves him well.
Maybe he wanted to be a politician.
No. The real reason is I'm never, ever sure when I'm going to be let go. And if I am, I want to be dressed for the next audition.
If I understand correctly, you're walking. You're not being let go.
Yes, speaking of walking, remember the time we walked from Ames to Des Moines? You were an attorney then.
Yes.
And I told the people...
Tell that story.
Well, and I didn't get any business either. I had to run.
You went on to bigger things. Why don't you tell that story?
Oh, you know it better than I.
Well, Governor Ray and myself, Dick Vance, Jim Michaels, we called the Wild Child. This was in the days of KSO. And Mr. Garvano, who's no longer with us, he owned Garvano's Pizza. We started out for the March of Dimes, wasn't it, Governor?
Right.
March of Dimes. Started out in Ames, Iowa. Walked 39.45 miles in one day. Started
early in the morning.
Pushing wheelchairs, right, Governor?
Right.
And when we got down to KSO, which was down on Ingersoll, there were I think there was 3,000, 4,000 people there waiting for us.
There were lots of people.
Lots of people. We raised $3,000-$4,000, which was big money back then. And then they took Jim Michaels to the hospital where they thought he was going to lose a couple of toes from frostbite.
Seriously?
That's a serious story. True story.
Wow.
And then I was in bed for 3 days. In fact, when I had to go to the restroom, my oldest brother, who's no longer with us, had to pick me up. I was lean then. Had to pick me up and take me to the bathroom.
Wow.
I couldn't walk after 39 miles. Did you have any problems after that? You were in such good shape. Still are.
I don't remember any problems, but I do know that that led to me becoming the chair of the March of Dimes.
Well, good. I'm glad you got something out of it, Gov.
Well, you got a rest, didn't you?
Yeah. You rested 3 days. Yeah.
And you didn't learn a lot from that, though, because if I read correctly, 3 days you went bowling.
That's right. Three straight days.
You got to go to the hospital after that, didn't you?
Well, yeah. And then after they let me out of the hospital, I had the longest right arm in the state of Iowa. Throwing all those bowling balls.
Yeah, but you probably are still talking about the strike, aren't you?
Yeah. That last one was a strike.
You rolled.
Last one I rolled, honest to Pete, I rolled a strike, fell down on the court. And Dick Vance says, "Now make it look good." I said, "What do you mean, make it look good? I'm exhausted."
You should have fallen down more often.
Well, Governor Ray, over the years, when you know, as governor and all the places you go and the people that you meet, you run into Youngsy every now and then. Is it great to have a familiar face on the radio in this town?
You know, I turn the other way, Dick. I really have to tell you that I feel extremely pleased and privileged to have known this man all these years. He is such a good example of how you can succeed and be very, very nice.
Without any talent. I knew you weren't going to say that. I want to fill it in before you got there. No, thank you, Governor.
Well, you hit it on the head. He is a nice guy.
Yeah, Youngsy, you're wonderful. And if you will tell people what the news is, they should believe it because it will be true.
Thank you, sir. And you know, he's always been my hero. They did a story in the paper not too long ago, and I said that I had a couple of heroes, and Bob Ray was one of them. Always has been. Wow. I thought he was terrific.
Hey, I came in here.
And his wife's a pretty nice lady. His wife's a pretty nice lady, too.
She's a sweetheart. She's a real sweetheart.
Well, Bob, thank you. Thank you for coming in.
We were lucky to have Governor Ray. We were very lucky here in Iowa. to have a governor such as Bob.
I think they want you to run again, don't they?
Well, I think they're saying enough's enough.
Bob, no, that's all right, Bob. Thank you for coming
40
in.
4 years and you didn't have to run at all, did you?
No, just from the law.
You just had to bowl and walk.
Yeah, a couple times when I was east, I had to run.
It's great to be here. Congratulations, Judge.
Bob Ray, everybody. Thank you, Governor.